it's the same coordinator, but it's a different defense.
I think the main thing right now is we're focusing on the small details, the minute details. You know, those are the things that get you beat, man. You know, not playing the right technique here and there, not communicating. You know, all those things playing to the big picture in the game.
Is there any special meaning for you in wearing the number that you have?
I know who has wore this number, and you know, I see Harry around the building every now and then, and you know, I make sure I go over and speak. And the first thing I did when I got here was I looked who wore this number, and once I saw that he wore it, I knew, you know, just wearing this number, it's a lot on me. It's a lot on my shoulders that I have to, you know, carry with me on the field. You know, this is a well-respected number around the Giants organization. So when I go on the field, you know, I'm trying to leave it all out on the field.
Has he ever said anything to you? You know, do you talk to him just about football and what his experiences were around here? And
I haven't had a chance to just talk about football, but we have a little some side conversations. But other than that, you know, it's a lot of respect there for him, and he knows it. He knows it's a lot of respect there. You know, I respect everything he's done for the organization, and just who he is as a man, as a person.
Has that always been your number?
No. I used to wear number 54. Yeah. So when I got here, that was the first time I changed the number. So it turned out great for me. You know. I don't think I'm going to give it up. right. Yeah, but I think OV is the right person for it, though. Yeah.
Who was 54 last year when you got here?
Casillas.
He's not even that anymore either.
Right.
How important is it to you to be a leader? Because, I mean, you watch you out there in the field, and, I mean, it's like you never stop. You don't stop talking.
Right. Can't, man. It's no secrets. For the middle linebacker, you have to be one of the most vocal people out on the field. You know, as far as getting the front lined up and letting everybody hear you, just being vocal and send the front, actually, and getting the calls up. Since I've been playing football, you know, that's always been one of the things. You know, you can't be a shot guy, you know. You got to be able to speak.
I mean,
speak clearly.
Obviously, you got Spags back, but how different is it for you with the new, you know, position coach?
Coach Mack, McGovern. Coach McGovern's coaching us hard, man. He expects a lot out of us, and you know, it's just like he's out on the field with us. So he wants us to make all the right decisions. He always wants to know what we're thinking on certain plays, and because he know how it is playing linebacker. So that's great when you have someone that understands the position like he does. He has a lot to give to us, man, and we're just all in there just soaking it up like a sponge.
Because I was going to say, it doesn't look like he's afraid to say he did something wrong.
Right, he's not, and that's good, man. You know, you respect a coach like that, so that's good.
How has the communication been with you and Darren? I guess that's pretty key.
It's been great. It's great. He's not a shy guy. He's a vocal guy back there. He and Landon, you know, those guys back there, man, they've picked it up so much, and it's a great feeling, man. It's a great feeling.
Back in the spring, Spags kind of confident in saying that what happened last year in terms of the defense and the struggles is not going to happen again. Do you guys, is that in the back of your mind every day that what happened last year can't happen again?
Yeah, it's definitely in the back of our minds. Right now, man, we're focusing on what's going to happen this year, and we're paying attention to the small details. As far as communication, playing the right technique, getting your eyes in the right spot. You know, we're just going to continue to be hard on ourselves. And one thing at the end of the day, man, we have to be our own worst critic. You know, you have to be able to look at yourself and know that, did I play this technique right? Did I play it wrong? You know, how can I get better? So that's the approach that we're going to take and continue to keep taking it.
Seeing Snacks out there today?
Always good to see my big boy out there.
He grease things up for you.
Yeah, definitely.
He's
huh?
Snacks thought he was not good today.
I mean,
could you tell?
I couldn't tell, but Snacks know, you know, he know where he wants to be right now. So I can only follow what he says, and I'm gonna keep him happy. So whatever he says, okay.
The middle linebackers at nights having a guy like that who's gonna.
Yeah, man. A guy like Snacks, man, to be able to keep those linemen off, it's a benefit. It's a benefit to be able to run and flow. That's a benefit. It's like having Christmas every day, man.